Now, we are going to move on to talk about books, which is one of my favourite topics of conversation. And I didn't know, and I'm sure some of you out there didn't know either, but you know now, that it's Irish Book Week. And a number of events are being held here in Kerry to celebrate that, and indeed all over the country as well. And it's an event that celebrates Irish authors, illustrators, publishers, and Irish interest books. And to chat some more about this, I'm delighted to be joined on the line by Camilla Dinkle, who is owner of the Dingle Bookshop and also a member of Bookselling Ireland. Camilla, you're very welcome to the programme.
Hello, Deirdre.
Tell me a little bit about your bookshop, first of all. How long are you in Dingle?
Oh, well, ourselves, we've been owning the Dingle Bookshop since 2007, so we're there a while. We're in Green Street in Dingle. We are, I would call us, just a standard independent bookshop. But, you know, we have a good backlist. We have all the most recently published stuff. We have a lot of books of Irish interest and of local interest, of course, because we have, not only we have the Blasket writers, but we have a lot of writing in Irish language. So we try to cover a bit of everything.
And Camilla, I always think it's a lovely occupation to have, to run or own or work in a bookshop, because you must be chatting all day to customers about what they're reading, what you recommend and all of that. Do you enjoy that side of it?
I love that side of it. There's a lot of unpacking boxes as well, especially in the summer. But no, that is a great side, because, you know, when people come into a bookshop, you're already halfway, you ask them what they like to read, and they're already halfway to knowing something about them, something a bit more about them than if you're sitting at the bar enjoying a pint together or something.
Exactly.
So you ask them what they say, recommend me a book. You say what was the last thing you enjoyed, and you take it from there. And we really enjoy that side of it. And we have people coming back to us, you know, quite from far afield, even saying, oh, you know, you gave us some good, really good recommendations this time last year when we were here on holidays. Can you do the same again? So that's a nice part of it indeed.
I'm always curious to know what people are reading at the moment, Camilla. So what's the big seller in your bookshop these days?
Well, I think this is not an Irish book, but one of the ones that's been selling very well is called Lessons in Chemistry. And it's a great book because it's very funny, as well as being very much to the point about women and their job, you know, the possibilities for employment for them. Although it's set in America and it's set in the 70s or 60s. But you know, since we're talking about Irish Book Week, I would say one of our big sellers here would be a book called Fate and Fury by Brian McMahon, who is a local writer. And, of course, Donal Ryan's latest.
Yes,
of course.
The Queen of
Dirt Island, yes.
So what exactly is happening for Irish Book Week in Kerry?
Well, it means that there'll be events, there'll be readings. We had a signing on Saturday with a new author called Olivia Hope, who's produced a lovely children's book with illustrations. Hang on, I'll just... Feel Free to Fly, I think, something like that. Sorry, I haven't got the title here with me.
Yeah, we had
to the shop.
We had Olivia on the programme last week, would you believe?
She's involved
in an art exhibition.
Signing.
Yeah.
And I think that's what people will be doing. They'll be going in looking for those sort of titles which are now being marketed. I mean, it's very interesting, for example, that Claire Keegan, you know, was on the... She didn't win the Booker, unfortunately, but she was on the short list. And that's something that's happening more and more. Irish writers... winning awards, being shortlisted or longlisted for the Booker Prize and things like that.
So there'll be some signings this week, and are there anyone in particular we should look out for in various bookstores in Kerry?
Well, I wouldn't know about other people's plans, but we're very much at the moment preparing for our literature festival in November, Dingle Lit, which happens between 18th and 20th of November. And we have people like Donal Ryan, John Banville, coming down to actually, you know, in person to talk about their latest books. So that's a big moment for booksellers too, because obviously we get people in to sign copies, and a lot of visitors will come to Dingle for that event.
Very good. And the event, as well as celebrating our authors, I believe it sort of celebrates illustrators and publishing and that side of things too.
It does indeed. I mean, this is a very striking thing about, I suppose, from the time that we were in the bookstore, because a lot has happened, just the whole digital revolution, WhatsApp, Twitter. People talk about books on Twitter and on social media all the time now, which was something that didn't happen back in the day. You'd go into a bookshop and you'd have a browse around and you'd talk to the bookseller and you'd talk to each other. But now it's such a big subject of conversation for everybody and a huge method of communication, I think. And one of the big... another phenomenon, I could call it, really, is book talk, which is bringing the kids back into the shop, the older kids, because they're having books recommended on TikTok, which may be, you know, specially written books, or they may be titles that have been out for quite a while. People drawing young people's attention to books that they might like to read.
Well, that's interesting, because we're always hearing about social media in the negative sense, but it's nice to see that TikTok is encouraging children to read.
Well, this seems to be very much a recent development, and it's very influential. And so we now have a whole section called Book Talk. And we've noticed that, you know, on the one hand you have young adults, and that is quite slow, has to be said, but Book Talk is a different thing altogether, and they're coming in and buying books for themselves.
And what sort of authors are young people reading these days, Camilla?
Well, those would be the ones. I mean, what interested me was that some of the recommendations were from quite far back, like Jeff Eugenides' book called The Virgin Suicide, which was published 10 years ago, possibly. And now somebody's putting that out for another generation. Where the Crawdads Sing, which has been made into a movie, that's being recommended and that's selling very well to younger people. So that's how it seems to be working. The other ones is there's Colleen Hoover, who sells huge numbers under the Book Talk sort of label. But I believe she's been writing for many years, but has only just kind of been found and is being marketed.
Camilla, just on the business side of things, I would imagine that it must be challenging to be an independent bookseller. It's good to see there are still quite a few around Kerry, but you're up against the big guns as well, aren't you? So there must be challenges within that itself.
Well, I think that has changed a lot in the last few years. We've noticed that very much. More Irish publishers, more Irish published books, more Irish authors, as I was saying about, you know, coming in for recommendations for awards and so forth. It's been very striking, that development. And so the independents thrive on that setup, I think. And also when the pandemic, I hate to mention this, but the fact is that people took up reading because they couldn't go and do anything else much. We were very well supported during the pandemic by the government. People who might have been reluctant to buy books online got used to it. We set up a website and they could buy books from us online. We could deliver and that kind of thing. And that trend has really continued. Which is not to say that people don't love coming back into the bookshop and having a good sniff.
Yeah, and there's nothing like a browse, yeah. And I bet as well you probably have regulars who come in and they say, Camilla, you know I like XYZ author, can you recommend something to me?
Well, absolutely, that happens all the time. And as I said, people come from actually quite far afield. Maybe they come here on their holidays and they always come to the bookshop and look for something new that we will recommend them.
Yeah, lovely. So I guess just to conclude by saying there will be lots happening for Book Week. Support your local bookstore and find out what's happening in your area.
That's exactly it, yes. And I think most bookstores are now online, or you can find them. Obviously, you can Google them up, and most of them will have websites where you can see what they're promoting. And Dingle Bookshop is in Green Street and on the website. books at, or email books at Dingle Bookshop.
Very good. Camilla, it's been a pleasure speaking to you, and continued success, and hope the week goes well for you.
Thank you very much, Deirdre. Nice to talk to you.
You too. All the best, Camilla. That is Camilla Dinkle there, owner of the Dingle Bookshop on Green Street in Dingle, talking to us a little about Irish Book Week, which is well underway at this stage. So do look out for events in your local bookstores that celebrate Irish authors, illustrators, publishers and Irish interest books. And you know what? It dawned on me at the weekend when it was so cold and windy and wet on Sunday that we're heading into the one good thing about this time of year, and I'm not a fan of winter, but it is lovely. There's nothing quite like lying down by the fire on the sofa or whatever with a new book or a good book or a book you're really stuck into. So great time of the year to check out a new author, perhaps, and particularly that there's so many talented Irish authors out there.